Head Start is a childhood development program that was created in 1965 to provide the services a low-income child needs at an early age to be successful. The program is funded through Central Missouri Community Action, a nonprofit organization that aims to provide those needs academically, socially, and emotionally. The organization estimates funding cuts will result in 1,200 children losing access to Head Start, and Head Start itself will suffer a loss of $7 million that will not only affect the kids, but the jobs needed to help those kids as well. Jessica Long is a communications and marketing manager for Central Missouri Community Action. She says the impact of these cuts will make it harder for low-income families, who often lack influence, to make their way out.
It's going to make it that much harder for families in poverty to work their way out. People are not paying attention to how these programs impact the poor. And since the poor have not as much voice, people are not hearing the problems.
In Columbia, the school's district is combating these losses by funding two instructional aides that the Head Start program could no longer provide. The two aides will cost the school district $59,000, but it will not have to cut funding in other areas. Columbia Public Schools Community Relations Director Michelle Baumstark says it was vital to maintain the resources of programs like Head Start, as they are critical to the beginning of a child's education.
It really is imperative that our kids are ready when they get to kindergarten so that they can be successful. And in order for that to happen, we have to have quality early childhood education in place.
If funding cuts continue, Long says programs like Head Start will not be able to sustain themselves. Michael Loesch, KBIA News.